And so it was. The birds would sing. The cars drove by the parks on their paved roads. The wind blew carelessly through the trees, and nobody felt like anything was truly wrong. Occasionally, somebody would suffer a loss. Something would go awry. Still, we were all ignorant. We were blind to what was coming. Nobody predicted the wars, the famine, the disease, the economic collapse. Religious zealots wandered the streets with their cardboard signs and their soapboxes, and the talk shows were flooded with various ways to say, "I told you so." But amidst the pointed fingers, nobody truly saw it coming. The end of the human race. The end of civilization as we know it. Got me thinking, what's next? Not for us, we deserve whatever's coming to us, but for the Earth. Who would take our mantle as the ones who ruled the planet? Who would fill our shoes and walk the paths we've walked? Learn right from wrong, learn communication, set up their own empires, their own cities, their own worlds. The thought baffles me at times that we could truly end, but there will always come a day when you will see the ones you've loved for the last time. And just like the leaves on the trees will change, our world will die. We can fight it, we can ignore it, the fact remains, our time will end. Will it be today? Will it be tomorrow? Who knows? Only time can tell.
Every day it seems the sky is getting darker. Every night the stars seem dimmer than before. What a world, I said, where trademarks run the people. In the end, none of it matters anymore. What happened to morals and ideals, which we paraded on banners and our streets? What were we fighting for? In distant lands, on distant shore. What are we doing while the humans wait and flee? Such a pretty sight to watch the burning skyline. Beauty found in tragedy. It kept the same in all.
Eventually, populations collapsed in on themselves. The ones who are left are still fighting, no longer for gain but for survival. still, it's only a matter of time. Our days are numbered. Our time is up. I give the next grave our blessing. I speak for all of us left, the ones who have seen the final days, who are living it. Godspeed. You deserve it. I pray that you won't make the same mistakes we did. We killed ourselves off with greed, desire, pride, vanity, and destroyed the empires we fought so long to create. In the end, human condition was our downfall, and I hope against hope that you won't befall to your own. Take good care of this earth. Get us well. And if you take care of it, we'll take care of you.
I only wish you
the best sooner. Goodbye.